And Kathy Dawes again, along with three folks that came in very spur of the minute, in fact, just lined this interview up yesterday because we continue to be hearing a lot about the mumps and thought, let's just go ahead and get some folks in and figure out what's going on in Manhattan, Kansas. And we have with us from the Riley County Health Department, Director Jennifer Green, also Director of Lafine Health Center, Jim Parker, and Nursing Coordinator Jean DeDonder. And thank you again, all three of you. I can't believe I got you in on such short notice. And started off with Jennifer, and I know that we keep hearing about the mumps. I know Kansas State University had some reports, and I believe there was some talk of an after-school program where there was a case reported. But Jennifer, from your perspective from the health department, what are we seeing?
Well, we're working with Kansas State University and Kansas Department of Health and Environment to investigate cases of mumps that have been reported in this area. So currently we have 6 cases of mumps that are associated with K-State University. And we do have one case still affiliated with the current outbreak that has appeared, that has been associated with Marlette and the Boys and Girls Club, and so we're investigating that as well.
And I know Michelle Jones wanted us to stress that I don't believe it was an employee of 383, but it had to do with an after-school program. So we do want to clarify that, because I know there was a little confusion yesterday on that note. And I know, Jim, we haven't had you on in a while. A heck of a way to bring you on. But obviously, when we talk mumps, so there's actually 6 now reported at Kansas State University.
Yeah, our process has been vetted well at this point. As Jennifer shared, we get along quite well with Riley County Health Department and as well as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and stay in almost at this point at least one time a day. There's conversations between our entities. And as far as Kansas State University and Lafine Health Center is concerned, I believe we're really ahead of the curve. We become notified through collaboration with the Riley County Health Department. And then our nurses take over and we start to move ahead on our plan of making sure that the students are safely isolated to reduce any additional exposures. And then we also involve ourselves with, we're a component in the requirement that the Riley County Health Department has for identifying potential exposures.
And it looks like Jean has all kinds of things in front of her. And I know that when we talk about the mumps, and that takes me back to my older days. I mean, I'm 61 years old, and I remember when mumps, believe it or not, I never had the mumps. I was one of those rare ones who didn't. But I guess the thing that we need to know, Jean, it's kind of been forgotten about, and all of a sudden it's back. What do people need to be on the lookout for?
Well, I think the component here is that mumps has always been around, and since 1971, we've had the vaccine, the MMR, for measles, mumps, and rubella, and that has proven to be effective. Now, again, going to schools in the state of Kansas, generally you verify that you've had 2 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella. And if you get that vaccine, the MMR, then the efficacy, meaning that 88% of the time you should not get the mumps. But that still leaves 12% of us potentially that could, in fact, contract the disease. Now, when we talk about that, the symptoms that we're talking about with the students to be alert can sometimes be similar to the flu. So it's very hard to say automatically it's mumps. Now, the classic component that we would be used to is the swelling of the parotid gland for peritonitis, which is the gland that's between the jawbone right by the neck, that you can see swelling, or the student starts to feel swelling, or the patient, usually one-sided, but sometimes two-sided, fever, they feel achy, they don't feel well. It's a little hard to discern that, and that's what the message has been with Riley County as well through Lafine Health Center, is to alert people, pay attention to your health. If you don't feel well, then call Lafine Health Center and talk to us, and we'll talk you through about what's the next step.
And I know, Jennifer, we're hearing, it seems like I heard a report out of Finney County even. I mean, there's other places in the state right now that are dealing with this. But, you know, what you're at the health department, you're trying to get the word out too, and what you would caution folks about and kind of what we're seeing even at a statewide level.
Yes, there are cases not just in Kansas, but in Arkansas and in Missouri. There are cases associated with KU at this point and in Finney County. and in Colby County. And so we're not the only ones that are being impacted. And we're working again with the state health department to investigate. And I know that Jean has some numbers ready to go. And so she can give you some specific numbers about the numbers of cases that we have in each county. But we are not the only county that are experiencing an outbreak of mumps.
But when you have something like this as a county health department, I'm sure you have an action plan and things that you do. Kind of spell that out for us. What's the process involved?
All right, we follow the Kansas Department of Health and Environment Disease Investigation Guidelines. And so, again, that involves our collaboration with K-State. So students or anybody in Riley County, this is a four-hour reportable disease. And so we know that this is important to be able to report that to KDHE in a timely manner. So when we get a case, in this case from Lafine, we report that to KDHE and we start our investigation. So we work closely with their staff and the K-State staff to find out, who they've had contact with, who they might have been in class with, who they might have been in a meeting with, and then get some contact information, get some vaccination records, and find out additional information about who, what their symptoms are, and confirm cases and do some lab testing as well.
Jennifer says you have some numbers, Jean. I don't know if you mind sharing those. Let's get the statewide perspective again, and then I'd be curious to know, why is it the kids that seem to be facing this more? I mean, seem to be more at risk. I don't know, but if you want to give us some state numbers first.
That's okay.
Young
what
adults,
we know,
I guess I should
yeah,
say.
We have 15 cases of mumps associated with KU in Lawrence, 13 cases in Pittsburgh, Kansas, which would be Crawford County. And again, it's not necessarily Pittsburgh State, but one has to think about, again, where these are located. 6 cases, as Jennifer said, associated with Kansas State as the population. 3 cases in Colby, which again has a community college. 3 cases in Garden City, which again has a community college. But we don't know some of those components. Now, what we do know is that there's close to 3,000 cases in Arkansas. Jim. There have been well over 300 cases at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Now, one of the things that I think is helpful to understand is that the students are very mobile. Plus, students in academia, in higher education, live in close quarters, and they share a lot of things like cups and those kinds of things. Mumps is a viral illness created by the organism, and so we really talk to students about don't share a cup, don't take drinks, good hygiene, hand washing, the things that they were raised with. However, sometimes we just have to remind them about those kind of components.
Now, Jim, I know you've been involved with Lafine for quite some time. Is this kind of a new one for you? I mean, I know you've had things come up there, but this definitely, I imagine it's caused a little consternation for you.
Well, it's what we're there for. And that's part of the role that the health center plays on campus, is serving as a public health resource for students. I'm not surprised. I was just sharing before we came on that the University of Illinois has had a rolling outbreak for probably the last 4 to 5 years. That means it's continuous. It's not there's no breaks in it, and people just keep passing on to one another. One other thing is, I received an email from administration last night through a resource that they had, that there's approximately 6,000 cases across the United States right now of mumps, which falls short of the recent high that occurred in 2006, I believe, of 6,500 cases. So, it's kind of part and parcel of student health that we deal with some of these components. We're really proud of the fact that moving forward, we will have an immunization requirement at K-State that will include the 2 doses of measles, mumps, rubella vaccine moving forward. And really, that's part of that is, so we can protect ourselves, yes. But we are also interested in protecting the folks that do have are immunocompromised that really can't get vaccines. And so there's a number of efforts moving forward to make sure students understand that. And the requirement's going to be for all new and transfer incoming students at Kansas State University. And we're just really proud of the fact that we have support from administration for that and think it's the right thing to do.
537-1350 in the minutes that we have remaining with these folks. And again, appreciate everybody coming in spur of the minute. And, you know, it seems like, Jennifer, we're hearing a lot about universities being involved, but what about older adults or very young, you know, children? Are they also at risk, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. And anybody that is not vaccinated could be at risk, or what we call a susceptible person. So if you, especially young folks or older folks, if you are born between before 1957, we don't consider you at risk for mumps. If you are a young child and you're immunocompromised, you are certainly at risk and could be a susceptible case, which is why we are carefully watching the Boys and Girls Club and Marlette and making sure that those students are not at risk for contracting.
Now, I noticed Jennifer raised her hand, so she's admitting, like I am, that I'm before 57. But
don't
what if you
know?
Never had the mumps? What if you never had the mumps or the measles?
That's a great question. You can get a titer to check. We come to the health department, or if you are a K-State staff member or student, you can go to K-State Lafine Health Center and get a titer. And correct me if I'm wrong, Gina, on that.
Yes, and so what we did is that when we've had situations like this for individuals who aren't sure about their immune status, and maybe they had MMRs or maybe they've not, then there's a couple ways we do that. If they've only have proof of one MMR, then we're going to give them another booster vaccine to complete that initial series. At this time, the state of Kansas, nor does CDC recommend that we give everybody boosters if they've had it. One of the things I wanted to try to clarify is that when we work together, is that obviously Riley County is accountable by the state guidelines to do the case investigation. So on those six individuals that have been diagnosed with mumps, then that goes back to Riley County, and they're doing the investigation about who's potentially susceptible, who potentially needs to be very careful about and attentive to their potential of having signs and symptoms of mumps. On the K-State side, then, what we do is we work with the Office of Student Life. We notify by email students who have been what we would believe are in close contact with those six cases. So they receive an email that says, please check your immunization records. Please use good hand washing. Please keep yourself healthy. And if you have any questions, to call us directly. So we do notify those that we know are close contacts. Those we don't know are part of the case investigation from the county perspective, as Jennifer is acknowledging with Marlette and some of the other Boys and Girls Clubs, those kinds of things.
I do want to go around the room one more time and get highlights and any other comments from all three of you. I know we have another guest waiting out in the lobby that I'd like to get on for just a little bit. But again, 537-1350, if you do have questions or comments for these three folks. Again, we have Jim Parker, Gene DeDonder from Lafine, and Jennifer Green from the Riley County Health Department. But Jennifer, anything else you're really wanting to highlight as a health director? I mean, things that you want to get out to the public here in the Manhattan area.
I want to highlight the importance of getting vaccinated. If you have not been vaccinated against the mumps, then I certainly encourage folks to be able to do that. And even if you have been vaccinated, as Jean mentioned, you might have milder symptoms even if you do get the mumps. So be on the lookout for that. As Jean mentioned, watch your health status. And if you do suspect mumps, please give us a call. Give Lafine a call if you are a K-State student. And we're happy to test and to speak with you about that.
One thing I didn't ask, and maybe Jennifer could, Jean can field this one, but can it be life-threatening at all if you get the mumps?
Well, I think any illness, depending upon age or immune system, those kind of components, yes, it can be. Most cases recover within several weeks. It does take a while for the body to compensate for that kind of an impact on the body. So it's not generally, I certainly can't quote you the components about mortality, but morbidity as far as the illness, and it depends on the status of the individual at the time they contract.
While you're at the microphone, anything else you're wanting to add before we wrap up today?
I'm extremely strong on making sure that you vaccinate. That's really my takeaway. Vaccinations save lives. That's the greatest accomplishment in the last century was our vaccination. When we talk about public health, it's something active that everybody can do.
Jim, final thoughts from you.
Well, thanks for having us on. I would like to say that I'm really pleased that, you know, through these times of stress, we start to see the support from at least at K-State campus, from administration, saying, hey, what do you need? How can we help? That goes to the president's level, the president's cabinet. And so I'm really thankful that we have that support. I'm also really grateful that we have very qualified and highly high-capacity employees like Jean, and we have a communicable disease nurse at Lathine Health Center that really take an active role and just go after it. I also really appreciate the collaboration that we have with Riley County Health Department and KDHE through these processes. And you start to see why there's some value in establishing relationships. And we're just, I think the students benefit from it, which is really our, at my job, is to make sure that the students are the beneficiaries, and, you know, in the community at large as well, because it's a communicable disease issue. You don't want it to be passed from students anywhere else. But I just see the positives of the efforts that we're making, and I think right now the numbers are bearing out that we're doing a really good job with that.
Well, and I want to say, while all three of you are in here, I appreciate your transparency too, because there's always that feeling, oh, do we really want people to know we have mumps at, you know, Kansas? But you need to get that word out to people.
Absolutely.
And I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you very much to the three of you. This
thank
is,
you.
Has been a good experience talking to you. I know I've learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners have too. Again, we've had with us Director of Lafine Health Center, Jim Parker, Nursing Coordinator, Jean DeDonder, and also Riley County Health Department Director, Jennifer Green. We'll take a break. When we come back, Dave Colburn's going to talk to us about Bike Month. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colburn Hills Golf Course and Restaurant.